So the home is going to look really good, and it's going to fit in well with the neighborhood. And I'm buying extra property to try to mitigate this and, you know, get them off the road. They won't have crap sitting around. It's going to be a nice positive thing for the neighborhood.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any more questions?
Not this time, but they come up. Just wondering if they call her back.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to close this for board discussion. So, it's obvious we're running in a scenario where we have no found lot pins still to this day in the front, and a structure that's built too close to the setback.
It appears that the overhang is maybe over the front pin. If the front pin is indicated behind that tree.
It's way out. I drove down and looked at it. It's way out towards the roof. And you can see about how many feet it is for the overhang versus the foundation. It's several feet.
And you had said that the foundation wall, from the foundation wall to the edge of the road, is approximately 20 feet?
I don't even know. I don't even think it was 20 from my projection.
Could have been less than 20 feet.
When I was last out there, I'm going to be honest, I've been out here since October. So, and I was shocked whenever I saw it when I went out there today, because I knew she had filled out the variance application. I didn't know she had continued to build. So when I saw it, it looked completely different. So I want to say 17, but I could be wrong.
It probably, in October, probably didn't have all that backfill up against the wall.
It looked
so good. You couldn't have measured it accurately. Yeah.
This is a tough deal because this puts everybody in a hard spot, and it's one of those things where there's no doubt there's been a lot of money spent on this project.
You do.
And there's no doubt that
foundation.
I think we're looking at a bigger variance than what was asked for sure.
Yeah, it's like a zero variance.
I believe you're really close, between 5 foot and 0.
I haven't talked to Brad lately about the sewer stuff coming in, but that could be a detriment to more than one lot. I mean, that could be a detriment to the whole
street. I don't know how they would put that in there and get it in the easement. I think the house is definitely into the easement, of course. Hmm. And I don't know how deep it would be right through there either. Hmm. Pretty deep, probably.
For your outriggers, you need, 15 feet minimum to dig? So you could very easily...
And it depends on how deep it is, how much easement you need.
Right.
So your guess is about 7 feet?
Yeah, but I see you guys' point with the overhang and risers, and it could be closer. And discussing with Ronnie, he thought it was closer to 3.
I think that's between 3 and 5 feet.
Did I miss something? We have a sewer easement that's up against that road, and so we may be granting something that would be on a sewer easement.
Tank County has approved to run sewer out through all that.
Yeah.
Right through that.
All means, don't hold it to me, because I don't know which side of the road it's going to be on.
I believe you're right.
I mean, it could be either side of the road.
Is your intent that it is on the right-hand side? Yeah, I thought it was.
I was going to say, Cody would know more than I do. I didn't want to state that for sure, but...
And that could be the whole situation of building this house in this location, that eventually there's going to be sewer there.
Well, no, there is going to be.
Yeah, no, I mean, but it's not there yet. So it's eventually going to be there. And it's probably within months of being there.
So
let's back up to the fact that we have very clear guidelines in which we can grant variances, and due to the shape, size, topography of this lot, there has to be a demonstrable difficulty, and I'm not seeing it. It's pretty slope the whole way back.
It's even about all the way back.
Based on that alone, we should not be granting a variance. I haven't heard a reason that this is causing an undue hardship.
If the steps would have been taken properly, there would not be. We would be here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. it was avoidable. There were mistakes that happened for whatever reason, but this was avoidable.
It's terrible.
If we did grant a variance, then what would that, as far as the sewer going through there, what impact could that have?
For tons,
the home?
Yeah. Tons of impact.
Yeah,
for the
exactly.
home itself and for yeah. the people that live there.
It could be a realignment of the sewer line, which would be quite a bit more than a house structure.
Oh, I'm sure.
A question from Ronnie, if I may. How many other homes are non-compliant in the entire area of Oakmont?
I have a plan on one or two, but we try to watch it. And so I can't tell you of any, because I measured some that I thought was too close, and they're not. So it's pretty standard, 25. I'll give you an example. Mine was set at 25, and they made me move it back to 30, and I'm on the other side of the road. So, I'll be honest, I feel for Jenna. I would love to try to help her here. I'm at a loss what to do.
Well, you, if I may ask you personally, what's your answer to the dilemma? What would you like to see happen as president of the board?
But if you, before you answer, I'd rather you come up on the microphone so we have this on the record.
In all transparency, I think planning and zoning has some problems here. Because I would like to see the email, because at 10:28, that foundation wasn't there. When I called the first phone call, there was no foundation. There was only a footing dug.
Yeah, that wouldn't coincide with what you're saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because there was an email stating that she went out there at the end of October, and it was already started.
Okay. So,
well, but regardless. That, we don't want to hash all this out again. We'll be here all night, guys. But going back to the question is there a room for a compromise? Is there a room that we can work through this? This is what they call being in a pickle. And so is there a situation where...
Absolutely. I think compromises are always on the table.
But a compromise to him and the housing division doesn't have anything to do with the sewer easement.
Because yeah. The sewer has already been surveyed. I can show you the stakes. I've been keeping up with that because somebody came and spoke to the board and talked to everybody about that. And my understanding that sewer, and that's another question that I've raised, that sewer is going to go down, has to go down that side of the road, because you've got all the power line poles and the easement on the other side.
That's right.
So yeah. There's no, because everything's uphill, so the sewer has to go down that side of the road. So I'm very concerned about that part. And so I think from a standpoint, I've been in construction my whole life, and I've developed subdivisions and everything else. So I feel the pain. I feel for Jana. She called and asked me for mercy, but I said, I'm representing 900 people, and we have to do something here. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, almost two separate issues. If we grant a variance, they have their own bylaws that say you can't do it, and so they can still take civil action against them. And so whatever we do is different than whatever they do. It's an interesting question to say, could you guys find a middle ground, and could your board find a middle ground? But I'm going to say the onus is on the applicant to say, hey, I can re-engineer this by reutilizing some of this and come back to us with a proposal. But I hate to try and figure out what that plan is, because I have no idea.
Well, and the challenge we run into, again, is let's say a footer had been dug and they realize they did it wrong. Well, then you redig your footer. Or a stem wall has been poured and you realize, oh, that's a bummer. That's a $20,000 mistake. Well, tear it up, scoot it back 15 feet, 17 feet, we're good. But when you're looking at a house with no permit, still currently no permit, no variance,
and
it's almost at 90% yeah. finished. At least yeah. it is on the outside.
The HVAC guy's there.
And the HVAC guy's there.
and I hate this. This is one of the hard. We all hate. We all know the pain that we're feeling. We're sitting in right now with what's happening with this. But it's again falls in the detriment of. There was a lot of people that knew the steps that needed to take place, and I, this isn't. I saw the topography map as soon as we started, and so I can't say, hey, we can really push this on a problem of the land.
No, it's all the same all the way from one end of the lot to the other, looking at
the topography. I agree.
So,
yep.
So, if a stop work order has been issued, then what?
Well, it's in front of us.
Well, we have a variance request we have to vote on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Well, based on that particular lot, I'd have a hard time granting anything other than 25 feet. I don't see the need other than we have expense in it and there was a mistake made. And I urge Cody to check the P&Z at taneycounty.gov and see where that goes. If nobody's checking that, maybe that's a part of the problem. But still, somebody especially that's built houses before, the onus is on the applicant to say, hey, where's my permit? Where's my permit? I want to get started. I think I had a similar conversation with Cody last week saying I'm ready to pour. And did we inspect this? I didn't know if I have a permit or not. Like,
yeah.
You certainly don't have your windows being put in and your roof being put on whenever you don't have a permit to begin to actually begin pouring concrete.
Well, at the end of the day, we all have to take responsibility for our actions and the decisions we make. And that's just the way life works. It's not always the way we want it to end up being, but that's just the way it is. And that's why we have our code books. That's why we have our rules. That's why we were given the guidelines that we're given. So with that being said, somebody...
I would move to approve variance 2026-001B.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye. All opposed say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Nay. All right.
Thank you, Board.
All right. So moving forward here. Screen to work. That's all we have for tonight of public hearings. Cody, do you have any old or new business for us?
Might be speaking too early, but we've had a lot of these issues lately, and I am in the process of rewriting some codes for building without permits to try to get some enforcement in place.
I appreciate that.
And try to...
More than just a stop work order.
Well, some penalties, so they don't keep building, and they're like, oh, they're, you know, if something's not right, even if they come to you, they get a variance. Or they don't even need the setback. But just to get the building permit, there's a penalty to say, okay, I should have done this the right way. And we're going to put the language in there not to punish people that are truly beginners at this, or at least give them the benefit of the doubt to prove that they made that mistake.
So you're saying there's going to be a monetary penalty?
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, that's the thing we run into. You know, we don't always get it right the first time. And we all at this board has been in situations where we make a decision that we wish we'd have done it a little different before we started. But we all have been held accountable on the things that we know that we do in repetition. We know the rules. We know what we have to deal with. And so sometimes those things that we can do to help people in our county that may not have that experience to see, okay, hey, cover page says, don't cut a tree down, don't dig a ditch, don't put a footer until you have a permit hanging on your tree, probably needs to be put in a big highlighted letters on the front page. I don't know, but I'm just, whatever we can do to help that resolve that, help, because maybe it is a slip up, maybe even with somebody with a lot of experience could be in a situation where they're busy and they just think everything's smooth and dandy and they don't. I can see where I would, in this case, could have easily slipped on this scenario. But again, it still falls on us as responsible to know what our setbacks are and where our footer goes.
if I can defend the office, we are pretty mindful of checking outside emails. I know